proclamation number 2752 dated the May 24th, 1943. Fatherly words of love. Simply remain devoted to me in love, then you will have nothing to fear, regardless of what will happen. And do not forget that I am in control of your destiny, that everything that comes upon you is good. Do not forget that my love arranges your life such that it will benefit your higher development. Believe in my love, then you will also understand everything. You will patiently endure even the most difficult situation and confidently expect my help if life seems unbearable to you. After all, my love and my will only intend to bring about your perfection, and my wisdom knows the means and ways for you. Therefore trust me that I only have your spiritual well-being at heart and will not send you anything which would not benefit the latter. Become like little children, let yourselves be guided by me without hesitation, always hoping and believing that I will not let you take the wrong path, even if the path is stony and laborious. Your soul will thank me one day that I let you suffer during your life on earth. What is the short earthly life compared to eternity, where glories await you which for you, as human beings, are beyond your imagination? Why do you despair if you believe in me? I am love, and love would truly not let you suffer if you did not need this suffering for your soul. I let you suffer because I love you and want to help you, and because you will not find the path to me by any other means. Your path is thorny and laborious, yet the wide passable path does not lead to me. Instead, it leads into my adversary's camp, and my love can never allow you to enter this path which will inevitably lead to disaster. Trust me and willingly hand yourselves over to me. Take the cross upon you and appeal to me to help you carry it. Don't become disheartened and despondent, but be glad that, through suffering, you become aware of my love which you shall recognize in all distress. Be patient and wait for my help which is certain to come if only you believe. And if you are overcome by weakness, if you waver in faith, then pray. Call upon me for strength, send merely a thought up to me and commend yourselves to my grace. I will truly not leave you without comfort, I will strengthen you and your soul will rejoice. For it will feel my presence and experience the strength it receives from a heartfelt prayer to me. For as long as you can enter into a dialogue with me, you will not be lonely and forsaken, for I will always hear you and I am constantly concerned that your soul shall mature as long as you still live on earth. And I will help you, even if your body does not feel this help. My help applies to that which is immortal, because this immortal part belongs to me and thus shall also attain me. And so you should recognize my love at all times and humbly accept everything from my hand, be it joy or suffering. Your adversity on earth can be called small compared to the adversity in the beyond, which I want to spare you by treating you harshly on earth. Be faithful and trust me. One day you will realize that I was only motivated by love to send such immense suffering upon the earth, that I made you learn the hard way in order to win you over for my kingdom, in order to help you gain eternal life and blissful happiness in this kingdom. As long as you are still burdened by earthly difficulties, you do not recognize your Father's love completely, yet I call to you with comforting words. Don't let go of your love for me, so that my love will be able to take hold of you and compensate you a thousandfold for all earthly suffering and adversities. Take refuge in me, so that I can help you carry your suffering and don't despair, for your life on earth won't last forever. I will finish it when your hour has come and call your soul to me. Amen.